Hey y'all, my name is Hanlon Smith and I'm a senior at Lake Highlands High School this year. I have a new life in Christ and I'm recovering from control, not trusting in the Lord, and negative body image. Today, I'm gonna tell y'all a bit about how the Lord has worked in my life, but before I get into my testimony, I wanted to tell y'all about a hand of God moment that had led me to being here on this stage sharing my testimony with y'all tonight. One night this week, I had read New Morning Mercies by Paul Tripp and was really convicted about being content in doing the bare minimum in my faith and just checking the boxes. The next day, I was driving to my internship and prayed to the Lord that he would give me change, push me out of my comfort zone, and help me get out of my satisfaction. Not even a couple hours later, Kaylee Wright texted me and asked me to share my testimony. Not gonna lie, when I first got the text, I was very scared and nervous about sharing my testimony with y'all tonight. But then I remembered that I had asked God for this. I'd asked him to push me out of my comfort zone and to help me grow in my faith. I wanted to share that experience with y'all because I thought it was an amazing example of how our powerful and all-knowing God listens to our prayers and our desires. He wants to give us what he thinks we need to grow his kingdom. Now on to my testimony. I was blessed to have grown up in a Christian household. My mom and dad are strong and vocal about their faith, always mentoring me through ups and downs with scripture and faith-based wisdom. I've been going to Watermark since the third grade, and I've been in an amazing small group since sixth grade. I was baptized in sixth grade as well, knowing that life was found in God, but I didn't truly understand how to apply that knowledge to my life. I didn't do quiet times, read my Bible, or have intentional time with Jesus. I thought that going to small group on Wednesday and church on Sunday was enough Jesus to get me through the week, when in reality, I need him constantly. Growing up, and still to this day, I've always struggled with body image. The way I felt about myself and how I thought I looked would determine my mood, my plans, who my friends were, and at my worst times, what I thought about God's faithfulness. It wasn't until quarantine, leaving me feeling the most alone and unworthy I'd felt, I finally gave reading the Bible and having a consistent quiet time a chance. By being intentional in the Word every day, I was able to see the Lord pick me up and help me realize that it wasn't that I didn't like how I looked, but I didn't like how other people saw me. I didn't believe that I was God's masterpiece. What I wanted was control. Control over what people thought of me, control over how I was seen, control over what I ate, how much I weighed, control over anything and everything in my life. I wanted that control so I could be the person I thought that people wanted me to be. I would change who I was and how I acted to be accepted by these people, when in reality, the Lord made me beautifully and wonderfully, like it says in Psalm 139:14. And when I wasn't in control, which was never, I felt unworthy and unlovable. The complete opposite of everything the Bible says. In quarantine, I had a come to Jesus moment and realized that I needed to surrender everything to the Lord. I had to trust in his plan, have hope in him, and believe what he says about me is true. I couldn't put my hope in this world and what it says of me because I would never be satisfied and I would constantly be disappointed and hurt. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." Before I trusted in the Lord wholeheartedly, I was constantly comparing myself to others and not loving myself or my body. I wanted to control how others saw me by acting like a person I thought I should be. Now that I trust in the Lord with my whole heart, I see that my worth and my hope is found in Jesus. I don't put my identity in this world, but in the creator of the universe. It is a daily surrender. On some days, it's even an hourly or minute-by-minute surrender. I still struggle with body image and control, but now I have a foundation of hope that I can lean on and fight those lies with. Thank you for listening me share tonight. If nothing else sticks with you, I want you to remember this. You are worthy and without flaw. You don't need to be accepted by this world. Thank you.